AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Let's see if he answers it.
You're...
I will. Don't worry about it, Mark. Don't worry about it.
A lot of bickering at tonight's GOP debate in Detroit. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
Ross, this first debate since Super Tuesday was a verbal Donnybrook, as Marco Rubio called Donald Trump a fraud, both as a politician and a businessman.
He has spent a career of convincing Americans that he's something that he's not in exchange for their money. Now he's trying to do the same in exchange for their country.
And Ted Cruz said he's also not a conservative.
The question is, do you understand the principles that made America great in the first place?
But Trump didn't take it lying down.
This little guy has lied so much about my record.
Here we go.
He called Rubio a con artist who couldn't get elected dog catcher in his home state, Florida, and repeatedly called Cruz Lion Ted. At one point, the bickering was so loud and so prolonged, John Kasich jumped in to beg the others, let's stop fighting. Ross?
During tonight's debate in Detroit's Fox Theater, protesters outside the venue called on Donald Trump to leave the Motor City.
Trump! Trump! Racist clown! Get out of our town!
Protest leader Charles Williams says Republicans running for the White House seem to be ignoring the issue of lead-contaminated water in nearby Flint, Michigan.
What's wrong with the Republican Party? Why they aren't saying anything and aren't making sure that people in Flint, Michigan are getting access to clean water? To this very day, they are drinking poisonous water, and not one of these presidential candidates have said anything about it.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said tonight his country would appreciate it if Americans paid more attention to what's going on around the globe. The nation's leading tech companies joined security experts, independent programmers, and civil libertarians in supporting Apple's fight against the FBI. This is AP Radio News. New Yorkers and tourists are getting their first look at their newest monumental public space, the transportation hub at the World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center transit hub, topped by a soaring glass and steel-ribbed dome that suggests a bird in flight, partly open to the public, the early reviews are positive.
I think it's beautiful.
Adam Benditsky is a city planner who lives in the neighborhood.
Some people have said that it's not like Grand Central, but Grand Central is a 19th century masterpiece. This is a 21st century masterpiece.
So far, the Santiago Calatrava design building is just a concourse, albeit a grand one, for train passengers. Come spring, shops and restaurants are scheduled to open here. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama was in Wisconsin today, trumpeting the nation's declining uninsured rate and saying 20 million people have now gained insurance as a result of his health care overhaul. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.